We Have Concerns provides you with joy, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We never check in to see.
Value?
Yeah, we'd like that.
Well, we would love some joy and value in return in the form of money. Can we have some money?
Yeah, give us some money. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
I love it. I want
it. It looks pretty cool.
It looks like the coolest thing they've done in a while.
We Have Concerns. Get it?
We You Have Concerns. Welcome to We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Everything we know is a lie.
Sure.
Everything we thought we knew turns out not true.
Yep.
Where
are the emails? You know what I'm saying?
Let's not go there.
Where are they?
Yeah, right here. We got one.
They released them.
We got an email.
But why aren't we?
We got an email from Alex. Alex sent us an email. No, but last name. Alex sent us an email to wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com.
Corruption.
And this email is about...
Scandal.
No, let's not do that. Jeff's temperature needs to not rise. Dinosaurs. It's about dinosaurs.
Fuck yeah.
Every kid obsessed with dinosaurs, you learn the names of dinosaurs, you go to the museum, you see the dinosaurs, you go to the dinosaur movies. You see the dinosaur movies?
There's no brontosaurus, kid.
There's no brontosaurus.
They don't look like giant lizards,
kid. Guess what? They had feathers, kid.
They don't have cool gradients from green to purple. Do you remember how all dinosaur toys had that cool gradient from green to purple?
Yeah, no.
Like sick candy-colored ice cream paint job dino? Like, that's what we had growing up?
Yeah.
Fuck it. No, they were slightly fuzzy and gray.
They had bird feathers. And some of them were super colorful. Some
Proto
of them looked
feathers.
like parrots.
Yeah, like birds of paradise.
Guess what? The next domino has fallen in that parade of lies. And that is, guess what? Turns out they didn't roar. There was no terrifying Jurassic Park dinosaur roar.
Nah, there was. I heard it.
Yeah, I know. We've all heard it. Guess what? Those were all lies.
There's the one that I like in Jurassic Park. That's my favorite one, where the raptors go gonk gonk. You know the gonk gonk they make.
Yeah,
it's like the most Flintstones ass thing I've ever heard in my life. Where like the raptors are like they kind of chirp like really quietly, but then when they get mad, they're like gonk gonk.
And
I'm just
great.
Like, how the hell is that the sound of the most fearsome, terrifying thing ever?
Well, it turns out that's much closer than the end of Jurassic Park, you know, banner falling, roar with spittle coming out of the monster who's majestic. Anyway, he didn't stand like that.
No.
He had feathers, and he didn't roar. So it turns out, new study here, this article talks about a new study that seems to indicate that dinosaurs either cooed or quacked like ducks. So now you have to go back, edit that scene in your mind, banner falling down, Tyrannosaurus Rex looks at the camera and goes, quack, 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 quack,
but
that's what it does.
But that means the Dilophosaurs were right, because you remember how they coo?
Yeah.
You remember how they're like,
yeah.
And you're just like, and they go up to the dinosaurs because they're like, oh, they're cooing. And it's like, don't you go up to that dinosaur. Don't you do it. It's going to do some things. And it's like.
Yeah. 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 Jeff Goldblum in a Jeep. Must go faster. Behind him.
Well, Jeff Goldblum doesn't sound like that either. Jeff Goldblum sounds a lot more like a cockatiel in real life.
That's true.
And they usually loop him or add some effects in post.
Yeah. It's a big lie about Jeff Goldblum.
To make him sound calmer and more staccato.
If you've ever seen Jeff Goldblum in real life, he goes, hello. I'm Jeff Goldblum. And that's really weird.
Did you choose this story just because you had a Donald Duck in your back pocket?
Oh my God, I've been waiting 350 episodes to pull that out, man.
My Donald Duck sounds more like Stitch. I can't really do a Donald Duck. It's more like, oh, Hanamlin's family. Like I can't do, like I can do is like freaking out. I can do like that, but I can't do like his, I can't do it.
I want to do all you have to do.
I can do a pretty good Mickey, though. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can't wait
I lost my tickets to the opera.
So let's dig into this a little bit.
I'm actually the worst significant other in history. We've been together for 60 years and our houses are right next door to each other. We won't move in together. I'm afraid of commitment.
That is pretty good.
Is he the worst?
Pants.
Yeah.
So let's dig into this a little bit.
Are you still scared of if you saw a dinosaur now, would you still be scared of it knowing what we know?
It's a giant bird, so yeah. It's gonna give a giant prank to me probably.
Yeah. It's the most terrifyingest, prankiest of all the
giant
bird pranks.
Size pranks.
The greatest prank a bird ever played was to convince us it was a giant lizard.
That's right. That's the thing that's funny is that all these scientists are now saying that birds are basically dinosaurs.
We knew this. We logically knew this.
But we thought lizards. I was under the impression as a kid that lizards were
dinosaurs.
Well,
this was when we were kids, but we've known for years and years now that dinosaurs are descended from birds. We've heard all this stuff about they have proto feathers. They have which is like half fur, half feather.
Yeah.
We've heard all this stuff.
And yet, if you ask a kid, are they going to tell you that it has bird feathers? No.
No.
They're going to say it looks like
movies. They're going to tell you that you can train them and they'll run alongside you when you ride your motorcycle.
Right.
Because we still we still put them into all popular media looking the way we pictured them when they were
kids. In the 1940s!
Because it's cooler.
Yeah. Way cooler.
Knowing what I know about dinosaurs, I still refuse to picture them the way they existed.
Well, would kids even love dinosaurs if they were just giant birds? Probably wouldn't.
It's like a fucking angry Pokemon. I love it.
Oh, well, maybe. Man, you have a point there. I think kids are into them because they look scary and dragon-like. And now if they're just like big, fluffy, lovable, quacking creatures, I don't think a kid is going to be into that so much.
I don't know. It's like a big-ass gloomy bear, dude. You know, gloomy bear?
You're saying the size is the kid factor. Because it's giant, the kids are like, oh, that's unusual. I love it.
Well, also, yeah. I mean, any of this stuff is going to be amazing to a kid because we still don't have anything that looks like that.
Right.
Right? Like, what is the...
Well, we have birds.
Yeah, but birds aren't the same, dude.
Pretty close at this point.
I mean, they're closer than we thought, but it's very... I mean, there's not a dinosaur... Even if there was a dinosaur... That was like the most closely related dinosaur to a chicken we've ever had. Like it would still be like crazy razor teeth chicken with like insane.
By the way, crazy razor teeth chicken's first album is so good.
That can't be your go-to for everything.
It's so good though. Crazy razor teeth chicken. That's a great band name. All right. I mean, I want to dive into the science of this a little bit because how do we know? Well, evidently there is a fossilized avian vocal organ from the Mesozoic era. This is the oldest fossil of its kind by tens of millions of years. And this dude, Julia Clark, who is a paleontologist.
Julia Clark.
Sorry, it is a chick.
Wow.
It is a lady.
Wow, Jeff.
Scientists can be ladies.
No, yes, they can, Jeff.
I don't know why you don't think that.
I don't know why your default was this dude.
It said Clark, and I thought it was the first name.
Yeah, sure you did.
I thought it's Julia Clark.
Wow, Jeff.
Okay, Clark's team...
Do you know what's positively prehistoric? Your attitude.
Yeah, I'm ashamed. So they analyzed this vocal organ. It turns out, so we have a larynx, which is how we make noise.
Babies.
Make vocalizations. And birds have a syrinx, which is
the god of the underworld.
An organ that's located near their heart. That's how they create sound. So that's why they can't create the same kind of sounds we create. Now,
that's why they sing so much, because music is so close to their heart,
Jeff.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
That's why.
That's why birds are beautiful.
That's science.
Yeah, science has told us has unlocked the beauty. So it turns out that at least in this ancient fossil, it has a syrinx, not a larynx. Now, they're not saying that all dinosaurs didn't have larynxes, because there's a whole wide variety of dinosaurs. They don't know that for sure, but even if all dinosaurs didn't have syrinxes, it turns out that it's much more likely that their larynx couldn't produce roars. It could only produce quacks.
But like a terrifying thunder quack. A gigantic quack that echoed.
Yeah.
Echoed through the canyons and scared its prey.
You know what? Quack doesn't echo. And no one knows why. A duck's quack doesn't echo and no one knows why.
Ancient quacks did.
Oh.
I'm talking about dino quacks.
Dino quacks.
They eventually evolved a non-echoing quack because it allows them to sneak up on their prey.
Sounds like a children's toy from the 80s. The dino quacks.
I remember hearing that quacks don't echo.
Yeah. That's a weird fact. When I was in college, I decided I wanted to learn one like go-to weird fact for like if I was ever at a job interview or anything, and that was the one I went with, is that ducks quack don't echo, and no one knows why.
See, my weird duck fact that I pulled out at interviews was the spiral penis that shoots out of them. And I didn't get a lot of jobs. How did yours work for you? Because I feel like I might have gone with the wrong fact.
Yeah.
I went with rocket spiral penis.
Well, it depends on the job you're interviewing for, but maybe if I had used spiral penis at a few job interviews, it would have gone better for me too. So who knows? Who knows?
It depends
on the interviewer, I guess.
Are you sad that you already used your weird band name joke before I said rocket spiral penis?
I mean, a little.
A little, right? You feel like you kind of shot your wad there.
Yeah.
To make a penis joke.
Well, you know, okay. We all have regrets.
Yeah, it's fine.
So
what do we get from this?
We get the fact that every piece of media about dinosaurs is wrong.
Again, we already knew.
Okay, so at what point do we have to
special edition Jurassic Park
retrofit all of? I mean, everything. It really bothers me that there's all this misinformation. And I understand that science is the process of reanalyzing our assumptions and adding new information. I know that's what science is, but at this point, it's such a permeating theory and concept of what dinosaurs were, and it's so wrong.
Can I slippery slope you here?
Oh boy. Am I going to get upset?
Can I slippery slope you?
Yeah.
Movies about medieval times that are in modern English.
Yeah.
And not.
Or what about movies about medieval times that show the stone walls lacking color because all of the ruins of those stone walls don't have color?
Right.
And yet we know for a fact that they were painted.
Yeah. What about. So where is the line?
It's all lies. It's
sure.
All wrong. I mean,
do you know what
no-
I think the issue is? Do you know what I think the issue is? Is we take, for whatever reason, we take media about dinosaurs as fact, but we can take media about medieval times or Roman times or any other age as fiction. For whatever reason, we look at,
because it's like almost it's almost Tolkien.
Yeah.
It's like it could go either way.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it ancient time? Were there wizards? I'm pretty sure there were wizards.
We know these people were dirty and disgusting, but we like them to be clean and attractive, so they're clean and attractive.
Right.
Dinosaurs, we can't know or see, so we just like the coolest. Dinosaur is almost like, it might as well be a monster in a monster movie. It might as well be a Babadook.
No, that's absolutely true.
You know?
But I also think that there's this correlation between dinosaurs and science, right? You go to the Natural History Museum, what do you see? Giant dinosaur skeleton, probably standing in the wrong position for historical accuracy. But when you want to get kids interested in science, when you want them to get interested in learning, what do? You introduce them to dinosaurs, you know? They get excited about learning about this stuff, about paleontology, about history, about all how evolution. And yet that hook is fundamentally flawed.
Yeah.
And most of the things that people have been taught, not just that we assume, but that we've been taught in school or in museums, is turning out to be wrong.
So schools are always woefully out of date. This is a problem with schools. Whether it's the history books that only go up to 1967, whether it's, you know, all of these things, whether it's the science books that are like 10 years behind current findings about everything. For whatever reasons, our schools are always woefully behind. It's printing and buying textbooks. It's whatever, you know, ratifying curriculums for whatever
reason.
Having
any money for kids at all.
Yeah, yeah. Because kids will waste their money, unlike me. I spend my money on rad shit.
Right.
Kids spend their money on garbage.
Yeah, like wrong dinosaur toys.
Yeah, but to counterpoint, again, we get these kids excited, right? Then they learn that what they learned about dinosaurs was wrong. And like, when I learn that, I immediately go, what? And then I go to learn everything over again.
Your position is that misinformation... when revealed, will spur excitement and curiosity. What else have I been lied to about?
To a 4 or a 5 year old, if you're a 4 or 5 year old and you learn and you're watching Jurassic Park and you want to learn about dinosaurs and then you find out Jurassic Park was wrong, you're like, oh, cool, I want to learn more about dinosaurs. Am I saying schools should teach the incorrect things? No, but I'm saying like does it fundamentally matter if the media is wrong, if it spurs you to have the motivation to learn about something?
Right.
If I watch Excalibur and I want to learn about medieval times, does that make Excalibur bullshit? No.
Right.
If I want to learn, if I watch...
That's an uncharacteristically rosy view on this piece of information from
Well,
you.
Because I think everything is lies. And the more that you dig for the truth, the better off you are. So it all fits into my plan.
I like this perspective from you. I enjoy the irony of you saying that, you know, people who find out that what they thought, what they've been taught was wrong, well, instead of being turned off to the whole thing, will be instead incentivized to learn more. I hope that's true.
I also think it has created that fundamental thing about human nature has created a lot of the sort of adult educational culture in pop culture and YouTube and media right now.
My counterpoint to that is religion.
Well, sure. But no, I'm saying like, people who are adults that like are spurred on to learn things now are the motivator for most popular media.
Mm-hmm.
People who are like, dude, I've always thought this about this, but what's the truth? Like, that's half of YouTube searches.
Right.
That's half
but doesn't
of, like,
that also contribute
that's half
to,
of the shit on the Science Channel right
then
now.
Then it becomes conspiracy theorists and all, like, everybody assumes that everything is wrong and we're all, I think it's problematic.
Sure, but the healthier part of the healthier side of the conspiracy theorist spectrum is skepticism, right? A healthy skepticism.
Right.
And I think as long as you know that everything we learn could be, listen, science by its fundamental nature makes everything it previously knew untrue.
I totally understand that. And I want to be clear to our audience that I understand that's the process of science and it's to be applauded. Like always challenge, always peer review.
Yeah.
That's science. But this is something that has taken such hold in our culture over decades.
Yeah.
That
I'm still going to picture them as terrible thunder lizards.
Of course.
Still. I'm still going to do it until somebody. And here's what I think maybe you're worming your way to or the thing that like the thing that is down deep that you're trying to surface is we will keep picturing these things until we get our fucking sweet Jurassic Park equivalent that paints these giant birds as equally cool.
Yeah.
Once we get one of those, I think we'll all be on the train, right? Right now, it's cooler to picture Jurassic Park than it is each, because we are literally picturing a giant duck. They were not giant ducks.
If Jurassic Park happened, what would happen is they would find the DNA in the amber, they would make the dinosaur, it would come out, and it would look wrong to what we wanted to look like. And they'd be like, okay, fuck it. We're going to add some bunch of reptile DNA.
Yeah.
We're going to do some
The first one, they used frog DNA, remember?
That's true,
Which is maybe partially why the Jurassic Park, like they never say it, but it's kind of like a bet hedging thing that maybe Michael Crichton did.
Yeah.
But if they did it now, and it's like, here's this terrible thing. They're basically like gray. Most of them are gray or mud colored or whatever. Like they have this half fuzz, half feather, right?
Yeah.
That makes them quieter. It makes them blend in with their surroundings more certainly. Maybe their shit doesn't echo. Maybe it is a quack. Maybe here's this terrible thing, and you can't hear it coming because it doesn't echo.
Until
and
it fucking quacks on
and
you.
And it's blended in, right?
Yeah. And then like, right behind you, it's like...
Yeah. Give me that movie, and I think... Or give kids that movie, and I think it'll change everybody's perception.
Yeah.
Because I don't... I'm picturing a duck or a chicken or a parrot because all we can do is be like, yeah, some of them were brightly colored like parrots. And I'm like, so a giant parrot that quacks? I don't know. That sounds stupid.
Yeah, it does sound stupid.
But if you give me the thing, if you give me the thing in a movie and you show it to me, I bet we would all be like, oh, that's dope. That's probably cooler than a lizard.
Yeah.
Maybe it is cooler than a lizard.
Maybe it is.
Who knows? I don't know. Show me, Hollywood.
Do you guys know?
Who knows?
Anybody know?
Can anybody do a really good Donald Duck?
No, I can't.
I can only do Donald Duck after he's been stabbed in the throat.
You know what's weird?
I can do Donald Duck bleeding out.
You can actually do any cartoon character who's been stabbed in the throat. That's Anthony Carboni's voiceover promise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want a cartoon character who's been stabbed in the throat? Anthony Carboni.
It's half my stand-up act. I do... 100 impressions, and they're all either a cartoon character or a famous person that's been stabbed in the throat. After I
Here's
did the
Jack
present,
Nicholson, yeah, stabbed in the throat.
We'll get a load of me.
Funnily enough, I got banned from all comedy clubs after I did the president. guys, what do you think is cooler? Terrible Thunderbird or Terrible Thunder Lizard?
Yeah. Are you willing to reorganize your assumptions and thoughts and teachings about dinosaurs? Should we tell kids the truth?
Yeah. What do we picture? What do you picture in your head right now?
Do we need to have the new version of Jurassic Park put into production immediately?
And can we be in it? Can we just be in it? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can hashtag those. Oh, don't do that to them. Hashtag those Donald Duck. And hey, guys, I think we've told you a couple times already, probably more than a couple times.
Yeah,
we probably like a thousand times.
Yeah, we do that.
We have restructured our patron rewards. Patreon is how we fund the show entirely. One of the things that's coming up this very week on the 27th at 5 p.m. Pacific time will be our patron hangout. This is a live hangout where we all get together, we get on camera, we goof around.
Yeah.
It's good
Oh my
times.
God, there's so many goofs.
Oh, the goofs and spoofs that happen. You guys. It's
I might
great...
do my Donald Duck voice. You don't know.
There's a 99% chance after this episode that Jeff will do his Donald Duck voice on the hangout. So if you haven't gone to one of the hangouts before, if you haven't hung out with us and experienced that, now is a great time to jump on board. Head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how.